Let's return to Syria now by way of New York.
Good evening, Joe Scott. Good evening, New York. Thank you very much.
Before his concert in New York earlier this week with his band, the Syrian clarinet player Kenan Azmi went on stage alone. He performed a special piece of music called A Sad Morning Every Morning. Here's the world's Alex Galifant.
Kenan Azmi wrote the piece in March 2012. It was the first thing he'd written in more than a year. As civil war began to strangle Syria, he didn't want to, as he puts it, climb on the backs of people's suffering.
There's something that is by far more important than music happening, you know? Nothing can really express that.
In the end, he had to express his feelings somehow, his anger and sadness. Music's how he does that. Azmi's been in New York for 12 years, but he's long wanted to deepen his connection with Damascus, his hometown.
I still have the goal to go home. I mean, I don't want to become an expatriate in a way. I don't want to become the re-imported musician. I wanted to be known in Syria as a local Syrian musician.
The war's changed those plans for now. He hasn't been back in a year, so he stays in touch with friends and family as best he can when phone lines to Syria are working. And he's continued his life in New York. More than ever, people here see him through the lens of his country's trauma.
You know, what is sad about it, I remember when the revolution in Egypt happened, when you ask somebody where you're from and they say from Egypt, I saw the Egyptians change the way they say I'm from Egypt. They became incredibly proud, you know?
He's talking about the beginning of the Egyptian revolution, not more recent events.
But now what I feel sad is, because we had that in the beginning in Syria, but now when you say that you're from Syria, people are like, oh, I'm so sorry for you, which I know that they genuinely mean it. But it's hard to deal with that on a daily, day-to-day basis. I don't want people to feel sorry, I want people to be proactive.
Kenan Azmi says Syrians need support from the whole world, in diplomacy and humanitarian aid. He's concerned about the prospect of U.S. military action, but there's no doubt about his opposition to President Assad. Still, an ocean from home, he feels helpless, useless. After his concert, out on the street, I asked Kenan Azmi again about that piece of music, A Sad Morning Every Morning, about what that means for him, waking up every day in New York and not Damascus.
You know, you turn on the computer, you open any news channel, like the first thing you see, you put your hand on your heart in a way before you do that. And then, you know, 200 people killed, and that's how you start the day.
Azmi didn't only play the piece at his concert this week. Right now, he plays it at the start of every performance he gives. Every single one. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.
Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.